Blog Talk Radio.
Unmute. Hi, Blog Talk Radio. It's been 5 minutes and you haven't heard a word, but it's all good in the neighborhood. All right. Okay, so that means you didn't miss anything. When you get the hang of this stuff, which takes a minute, then it's okay. It's all good. All right. So, what are we going to talk about today? I put in the text, not in text chat, but on the description page, that we were going to talk about, winter foods and, vegan ideas. So when I do this, this protocol for clients, I send them a menu, and it's out on the public record, so anybody could grab it. I wrote it for some Moorish children, and they're homeschooling for their parents. All right, so what we like to do is make things as easy as possible for you. Because I don't want your failure to complete a task or a level of failure to hit you when you're trying to transition into another phase of your life, another aspect, another life. Milestone. So that's a big deal, changing from meat to vegan. Okay. It's a big deal because, like me, I grew up on meat, butchered hogs, butchered cows, chickens, ring in the neck. Let's see what else. Duck, quail used to come in the yard, BB gun down, quail down, quail down. My brother Barry actually shot a squirrel and brought it home and skinned it, and my grandma Doug cooked it and ate it. So he used to kill all kind of stuff with his BB gun. I think he shot somebody in the foot too, this dude named Peter. And I think Peter had ran after him or something, and Barry got mad. And he took out his knife and he stabbed him. He was still in junior high school. Barry was something else. My favorite Ken. If he told you like it was, and there was no shame in his game. And so I look for people to have his qualities. And I miss him so much. So one of the things that I enjoy doing is reading, and Aquarius. I'm on the cusp of Aquarius and Pisces, so I'm in between water and air. So I love the ancient parts of it, like Saturn and Uranus, and then with Pisces, the water, the sensitivity, the spiritual part, So, but I've been reading a lot and studying a lot about ancient things, because we are ancient. And so I love discovering new things. I'll be sharing some things. I found a book that was written. This was pre every Western guru in naturopathic or natural medicine, before any of them even hit the scene. Okay. All right. So the thing is, those things worked, and we're talking pre-doctors. And I already told you that the doctors come to me, the doctors and the nurses, after they see what I've done with their patients, and they go back to get a clean bill of health, and they go back and get a clean bill of health. I get the calls all the time. They can't find it. They can't find the cancer. They can't, whatever it is. And so we have to get back to our natural self, because the thing that we have to do is get in line, get in sync, get in the flow of what is going on with the universe, what's going on the planet. Because as you know, change does not ask our permission before it happens. When you're changing seasons, there's no email that you get from winter saying we're coming through. You might get signs and symbols. That's what the meteorologists try to do, you know, on a daily basis. Most of the time they get it right, but most of the time they get it wrong, if you know, 50-50. And so, but we have to get in sync with what is going on, because you will be left behind if you don't get on board. Okay. So a lot of things, a lot of information is coming out now. Not information, but the truth is coming out. The truth has been held back for so long. The truth now is not going to hesitate to show up. And some people will be upset by some things. Some people will be angry with some things. But nevertheless, it's the change and the truth that is, you know, conducting all of these things. Okay, so what is the truth? The truth is the law. What is the truth? The truth doesn't need any dressing up, okay? And so as we're getting back to our original selves, our original selves, you would be wise to get on board, to get on this bandwagon. I remember I told a state representative in Texas, I had a dream about something, and I called her and told her what was going on. She's like, there's no way I can do that. I just made a commitment to something else. I said, I'm not calling you to convince you. I'm just calling you to tell you what I dreamed. So she had, you know, she remembered all the other stuff that I had said to her before that actually came to pass, and she got on board. Because I told her, I said, this train is leaving the station. You want to be on board. And she caught hell. She caught hell from some people. If I call them by their first name, you would know who they are. They sent an airplane for her to fly into Wisconsin during a snowstorm. So, you know, that was no way that they could do anything or help her at all. So she disconnected. And then the thing that she aligned herself to, she got a public thank you from the person. All right. And she was glad that she listened. So I'm just telling you in that same vein, get on board with what is going on, because the truth is coming out. You're going to hear stories in the next coming weeks, days and weeks about the meat on this land. They have run out of cows and pigs and chickens to hype up and, you know, do whatever they need to do. Now, you do see chickens growing, but you see them growing to life-size chickens in 6 weeks. When my grandfather was dealing with chicken on the yard, it took 21 weeks for that chick to grow into a chicken. So obviously we have a lot of GMO going on in the lab. And so you don't know what you're eating. And if you don't have a lab at your house, you won't know. There's no ingredients on the packet of chicken. You don't know what you're eating. It looks like chicken. It smells like chicken. It tastes like chicken. How many things do we say taste like chicken? There's a reason why we say that tastes like chicken. You ever had snake before? Yeah, it tastes like chicken. You ever had alligator before? Yeah, it kind of tastes like chicken. So what we call chicken, we don't know what it is that's growing in that environment. If you look at Super Size Me 2, the guy went all the way out. He went all the way to the max. He actually developed a chick farm to find out what is going on. And so the lobbyists got wind of him doing that, and they tried to shut him down. We're in a season now, nothing can be shut down. Nothing relating to the truth will be shut down. Okay? It will come out, and whatever it is supposed to heal or to discard or to disconnect from, it will. It's like the eclipse. You know, the last eclipse was 2016, I think, the one that covered the whole earth, well, part of the earth. People in my life were eclipsed out, and I didn't have a choice. You know, when things are happening, when things are for your betterment, sometimes we hold on, we drag, and we don't want to see the change. But guess what? The change doesn't ask your permission. You either roll with the change or you get rolled over with change. Okay? All right. So we have to make sure that we are in line, in the flow. And you may say, well, I don't know how to be vegan. Or I don't know what to buy. Just go back to old school stuff. You can research it. Ask your great-grandparents if they're still alive. Ask your grandparents if they're still alive. Ask your parents if they're still alive. All right? And so what we don't want to do is continue to be influenced by things that celebrities may be endorsing. They're getting a paycheck for that. Okay. Like I tell people, if you go to the doctor, that's his job or her job. Their job is to generate money. Okay. There's no healing going on our land right now with doctors. Okay. I'm talking about people who give prescriptions without even finding out what is wrong. They're going by what you say. You're going to the doctor and you're describing to the doctor what is wrong with you. I tell my clients, I don't want you to tell me what's wrong. If somebody calls me and says, I want you to see this person, he has, stop. Don't tell me anything. I will tell you. And then after I tell you, I will ask you if I missed anything. And it's very, very rarely that I miss something. Okay. Even today, if I don't get to your house with the scanner and the foot detox machine and all that, I still come online and I do an iridology session. I look in your eyes. I say, look all the way to the right, look all the way to the left. And that's how I determine what is going on. All right. And it's not guessing, because I ask you, are you having problems with this? Yes. Okay. Are you having problems with that? I see this. Yes, I am. All right. So we have to get back to our original self. Get the heirloom seeds. If you're paying $4.99 a pound for those whole food tomatoes, don't eat the seeds. Plant the seeds. All right. Because that junk is expensive. All right. And then I remember when Dick Gregory used to come to the house in Long Island. We have a big house there, and he came to visit. My daughter needed for her school at IAED.com something, a presentation she was doing, and it was on Amos Wilson, I think. The something about the African consciousness. And so we were recording Dick, and he was like, you know, back in the day when farmers were planting their seeds and they had ailments, they would take the seed and they would suck on the seed. So some people don't have DNA. Some people have RNA. So they would suck on the seed to make sure that their essence was in the seed. And when they planted the seed, when they got the harvest, that plant that they planted was a healing mechanism for them, because, excuse me, I have the hiccups. I didn't do the one chip challenge. they all have the hiccups after they do that. But he said that your cure was in the plant when it came into a harvest. The cure was in the plant. The cure was in the vegetable. The cure was in the fruit that grew. So if you don't want to go that far with it, you can also, just make sure you have the heirloom seeds. And so you don't need 50 acres to grow anything. If you have egg carton, you just take the egg carton and cut off the top, and then you put some soil in those little spaces. You put your seed, you put more topsoil on top, and then when it starts to sprout, what you do is you get pots, and then you build it, okay? Make sure you water it every day, And you can have food year-round growing out of the ground. Even if you're in New York, you can still bring it inside, okay? You can have a little special spot where you can put your plants. You should have your windows filled. Everybody has a window. So you put your herbs on the windowsill, okay? You can grow your vegetables. You know, if you have two bathrooms and you're the only person there, use the bathtub for the second part if you don't have land. All right. So there are a million ways that you can do things. I know in her school, my daughter's school, in Aya, they had them do aquaponics, where they had the fish on top, and then they had the fish in the bottom, and then they had the plants on top. So they grew their food. They grew the fish, and they grew the plants. And so it was in a clockwise motion where I'm not saying it correctly, but the idea is like whatever deposits from the plant fell into the fish and the fish ate and then they eliminated and then that was fertilizer for the plant. So it went all around and around and around. One day, maybe I'll ask her to give me the notes so I could tell you how to do it. But, you know, Baba Wakesa and Mama Afia were getting them ready for anything that is about to go down, you know, so you won't starve to death. And then I think one of the last times that did call me, he called me at 3 o'clock in the morning one morning. And he said, I don't want to scare you. And I was like, what's wrong? What's wrong? He's like, I just wanted to tell you some things and let you know some things. And then, you know, just go back to sleep after I tell you. So one of the things that he talked about was the famine in the land. All right. So what he said was there is going to be a time when people don't have food. And so he said, what you can do is you can get beans. And I forgot which kind he told me, but I recorded the conversation so I can always go back. And he knew, so he would always give me notes and stuff like that. And so one of the things he said that you can do is take, say for instance, lima beans, and you get a bag of lima beans, you get a hammer and a bag of lima beans, and then you just crush it into powder. But obviously we can do that. Well, and then I said, well, can I do it with a food processor? He's like, I won't tell you what he said, but in essence, he's like, there's not going to be any electricity, okay? So that's why I'm telling you to use a hammer. You know how Dick Gregory was. He didn't bite his tongue. But he could shock you into revelation, let me tell you. So he said that what you do is you make that into a powder, and you put it in water, and he told me how to make clean water. And then you just shake it up in a bottle, and that's what you drink. That's what you eat. That's what you're going to do. And so to avoid all of that, just start getting your plants and stuff together, you know. Some people with martial law, some people have to move out of their house for the good of the government. What government? Not the corporation, but the government, right? There was a government here already before the Europeans came. And so for the good of the government. So just start thinking about things, you know. I know people are praying that we won't get to that, but there is a change. There is a going back of whatever it is that we're supposed to be doing, you know. Mother Nature is not happy at all about what has been stolen, what has been the raping of the land, the raping of everything that's going on, these things that are going on, they are not pleasing, okay? And so what you have to do is, you know, do some minding, what some people call meditation. Get your mind together. I had a chance to talk and work with Bert Goldman, who's famous for the quantum jumping, you know, and then I commissioned him to do a painting for me, and I sat in, I guess, maybe three or four of his conferences. And the last one that he had, I was there. And so what I learned from him was that that you have to use your mind. Everything that is experienced on the outside of you is created on the inside of you through your mind. So that's why, you know, if you're an alcoholic, your mind is always gone. You're never going to think about critical things, critical thinking, making a plan, watching nature, looking at the signs and the symbols, you know. Everyone has an assignment, okay? Where you get your instructions is from your own mind. Ye are gods, okay? Whatever your assignment is you were sent here to do, get it right the first time so you don't have to repeat, okay? So what we're doing is we're helping individuals get to their path, and I know I go around the world, but food is the last resort. Food is the last thing you have to change. You have to change the way you think. The Moorish Nation is going on a major fast December the 13th, 14th, and 15th of December. And for most people, they will be drinking water only, but the Empress Light last night talked about why don't you fast from gossiping if you can't fast food? Fast from ratchetness. Fast from being mean or evil to people. Fast from plotting against other human beings and stop trying to kill them. Fast from that. Okay? Some people will be able to fast for the 3 days. Some people won't be able to, but do what you can. As I always talk about our grandparents and our parents giving us a nice cleaning out every season when we were growing up, and we really didn't have any major problems with missing school from being sick because our bodies were conditioned like clockwork. You knew what was coming. You could sense it. When the last days of school were about to hit and we were going into summer, that Quinn and I was ready. That black draw, blackdraught, black draught. It looked like rat poison, but that jump works. It worked, it worked, it worked. And so you can also start giving yourself affirmations. So whenever you're doing an affirmation, it could be as much as if you're constipated, my colon works with ease now. You have to say it three times because you're spelling something. You're spelling the God spell. You're the God and you're spelling God spell. So you have to say it three times so it will make sure that it registers. My colon works with ease. My colon works with ease. My colon works with ease. Okay. Three times, all right? Say that three times, and you will see your colon start to work with ease because your subconscious doesn't know when you're fearful or you're shaky. You say it with authority and mean it, and it's going to happen, okay? What I did in the beginning of this new year, the Gregorian New Year, January, I started saying affirmations to myself. I love my size 4'6" body. I went down to a size 4, and I said that I wanted to be healthy, because you can be a size 4'6" and unhealthy, you know. So what you have to do is get the mind right, M-I-N-D, right, okay? There's a lot that you can do with your mind. And I mentioned Bert Goldman because I did a quantum jump. And we're getting ready to say goodbye to our Blog Talk Radio people. So love y'all. See y'all tomorrow. Matthew, hey, how you doing? Where are you watching from, Matthew? Thank you for coming. And do you have any questions to ask me today about health. So what you have to do is you have to get in sync, get in line with everything that's happening, because guess what? The horse and buggy time is over. That time is done. We're in an airplane age. We're just transitioning into the Aquarius age, which is technology, inventions, humanitarian efforts to help mankind. And so, and that just happens to be one of my astrological signs, because I'm on the cusp of Aquarius and Pisces. So Piscean age is ending and the new age is about to happen. And just go through, first of all, go to the Black Law's Dictionary and look up age. Okay. I have editions 1 through 9. So I always like to go back to the original and find those old abridged dictionaries from the 1800s. And so when you find out what an age is, then you know how to adjust yourself. All right. And so what we're going to do is we're going to transition from Blog Talk Radio all the way to Facebook Live. And I'm appreciative. Right now, we are at 14,738. And, oh, yeah, I meant to see what countries are leading. Okay, so last week, the United States led with views and listens through Blog Talk Radio, 72.41. Australia came in second with 13.79%. Canada was third, 6.9%. Iraq was 4th with 3.45%, and Bulgaria 3.45%. So it's still a tie with Iraq and Bulgaria. All right, so I'm looking to open up in Asia. So we're going to do some things in the Minor Asia area this week to get things popping over there. I love Korea. I spent a year there, and it was the best place outside of where I live, where I domicile, that I've ever gone to before, ever. I love it. The mama-sans would walk up to me and rub my skin and touch my hair, I guess, because I don't know. This was in 1983 that I went there. I don't know how many Moorish or Moabite women that were over there before, but we're all one. We're Asiatic. So if you see a picture of my dad, you would swear he was Chinese. And my grandmother, all of them, they're Asiatic. So my mom asked me a couple of years ago, why when you wake up, your eyes are puffy? I was like, go figure, you know, Asiatic. Sometimes I have chink eyes, which is a slur. I mean it affectionately because I resemble that remark. All right. What's up, Matthew? Holla, holla. What's going on? I don't want to ignore you, but if you're just chilling, just let me know. Okay. So ideas, soups, okay? Oh, let me turn off Blog Talk before I forget.